Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to a specific sign of the Day of Judgment. Now, it is mentioned in certain narratives that just before the Day of Judgment, the sun shall rise from the west instead of the east. Now, people think that this rising of the sun from the west is something which is allegorical, it is symbolic, and it is not literal. It's not going to be a literal happening. It's not going to be an actual happening. People think that this, there are some people who think that this is a symbolic thing. And by this symbolism, some of them say that this would mean that the Western civilization will achieve heights or will reign supreme just before the Day of Judgment. And the sun rising from the west is actually is a symbolic representation of this fact. Some other people think that just before the Day of Judgment, Islam will reign supreme in the West. And so therefore, when these narratives say that the sun shall rise from the west, it symbolically would mean that Muslims would reign supreme in the west, and they will have their they will reach their zenith in the west in this matter. Now, if we study and analyze and collate all these narratives which mention that the sun shall rise in the west, we will come to realize that this symbolic interpretation is not possible. The way these narratives mention the rising of the sun from the west, it is very clear that this is going to be an actual happening. We know that one of the things that is said is that at that time, once if a person embraces faith, it will be of no benefit to him. So, of course, such things can only be materialized or only be formed if something tangible is there, something which is symbolic. If something symbolic is taking place, then saying that the embracing of faith of a person shall not be of any benefit to him, this, of course, would not be in place, because it would be difficult to determine that when this symbolism is there and when it is stop existing and when it actually begins. So similarly, there are a number of other things as well in these narratives which clearly point to the fact that the rising of the sun from the west is not a symbolic thing. It's an actual phenomena. And of course, today we even hear people from the west and people who are scientists, they say that this is scientifically possible as well. And for example, about certain heavenly bodies, it has been pointed out that they have started to rotate in the opposite direction. And we know that the Earth rotates in its current form from the west to the east, as a result of which the sun rises from the east. However, if the Almighty wants, and as science also acknowledges that this is a possibility, and this is actually taking place in the case of certain heavenly bodies, and the Almighty can make the Earth rotate from the east to the west, as a result of which the sun shall rise in the west. So this, of course, a scientific and astronomical possibility as well. And even if it is not a possibility today and we are not able to comprehend this, we know that for the Almighty everything is possible. So therefore, if the ascription of these narratives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true, then the sun is going to rise from the west. And as I said, this is not something symbolic. And if we collate and we analyze the narratives in this regard, we will conclude the fact, we can come to the conclusion that this actually is an actual phenomena. It is not something symbolic. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.